The rest of the story. It was early in the month of February 1874. The passenger steamer Kanema, booked to the bulkheads with winter vacationers returning from Bermuda, is sailing into New York Harbor. The New York customs inspectors have no reason to suspect contraband aboard this vessel, only the personal belongings of these pre-jet jet-setter passengers and perhaps a holiday gift or two purchased in the British playground islands. There is one name on the passenger list least suspicious of all. Miss Mary Ewing Outerbridge, creme de la creme, surely the most attractive young member of the socially prominent Staten Island Outerbridges. That is she, disembarking from the Kanema right now. Servants take her luggage to the customs inspection area. Pure formality. Young Miss Outerbridge waits, apparently impatiently. But what is this? One of the customs inspectors is approaching. May we have a word with Miss Outerbridge privately? The sleek, chic society belle follows the official back to the inspection area. Once there, the man points to a large parcel. It has been opened by inspectors. If you please, ma'am, what is this? The young lady's eyes flash at this unwarranted intrusion into her personal effects. The official explains that he's only doing his duty, and he repeats his request for identification of this curious cargo. Miss Outerbridge hesitates, and then, enunciating clearly, she announces, "That, sir, is my sticky." "I beg your pardon, ma'am." "My sticky," reiterates Miss Outerbridge, and she further insists that considering there is nothing even remotely like it anywhere in the United States, the customs people should just prescribe whatever duty they feel appropriate and be done with this time-wasting foolishness. But you see, that's the problem. Since the customs officials have never seen anything even vaguely resembling Miss Outerbridge's sticky, they cannot even guess what duty to charge. By now, Miss Outerbridge is furious. "Sir, you will kindly unhand my sticky." The inspector will do no such thing. In fact, he'll confiscate that particular parcel pending a judgment of his superiors. At that, Ms. Outerbridge storms away, declaring that the customs people have not heard the last of this. Well, there's a happy ending. Miss Mary Ewing Outerbridge, delayed by customs upon her return from Bermuda, was reunited with her sticky. It required the assistance of her influential family, but her sticky was returned to her duty-free. And no sooner was this accomplished than she took the prized paraphernalia that she'd procured in Bermuda out to her Staten Island cricket club. Well, Miss Outerbridge became the talk of Staten Island, for indeed she was not only the first in her posh community, but the first person in the whole country to have obtained the necessary equipment for the newly innovated, theretofore virtually unheard of, sticky, complete with balls and rackets and a net. What would later be called a tennis set. That's right. Despite the bewilderment of customs inspectors and their attempt to intervene, a woman, young Mary Outerbridge, in February of 1874, introduced the sport of tennis to the United States. And now you know the rest of the story.